Unit 15. Cloning Extinct Animals.
When Scottish scientists created the first cloned mammal, a sheep named Dolly, in 1996, they certainly opened an ethical can of worms. When Scottish scientists created the first cloned mammal, a sheep named Dolly, in 1996, they certainly opened an ethical can of worms. When Scottish scientists created the first cloned mammal, a sheep named Dolly, in 1996, they certainly opened an ethical can of worms. Since the cloning of Dolly, several countries, including the United States, Britain, and Japan, fearing that humans would be next to be cloned, have passed legislation prohibiting the cloning of humans. Since the cloning of Dolly, several countries, including the United States, Britain, and Japan, fearing that humans would be next to be cloned, have passed legislation prohibiting the cloning of humans. Since the cloning of Dolly, several countries, including the United States, Britain, and Japan, fearing that humans would be next to be cloned, have passed legislation prohibiting the cloning of humans. He believes people played God by killing off all of the Tasmanian tigers, but through cloning, the mistake could be corrected. He believes people played God by killing off all of the Tasmanian tigers, but through cloning, the mistake could be corrected. He believes people played God by killing off all of the Tasmanian tigers, but through cloning, the mistake could be corrected. In fact, it was more closely related to Australia's kangaroos and koalas because, like these other marsupials, females had a pouch for raising their young. In fact, it was more closely related to Australia's kangaroos and koalas because, like these other marsupials, females had a pouch for raising their young. In fact, it was more closely related to Australia's kangaroos and koalas because, like these other marsupials, females had a pouch for raising their young. There was even a law passed that said the government would pay people who turned in dead Tasmanian tigers. There was even a law passed that said the government would pay people who turned in dead Tasmanian tigers. There was even a law passed that said the government would pay people who turned in dead Tasmanian tigers. And by a lucky coincidence, the pup had been preserved in alcohol rather than another kind of preservative. And by a lucky coincidence, the pup had been preserved in alcohol rather than another kind of preservative. And by a lucky coincidence, the pup had been preserved in alcohol rather than another kind of preservative. Books and movies like Jurassic Park have made cloning look easy, but in reality, researchers say they are a long way from actually cloning an extinct animal. Books and movies like Jurassic Park have made cloning look easy, but in reality, researchers say they are a long way from actually cloning an extinct animal. Books and movies like Jurassic Park have made cloning look easy, but in reality, researchers say they are a long way from actually cloning an extinct animal. The project achieved its first breakthrough in 2002 when they managed to make duplicates of sampled genes from the pup, the first step towards reproducing the full DNA of the animal. The project achieved its first breakthrough in 2002 when they managed to make duplicates of sampled genes from the pup, the first step towards reproducing the full DNA of the animal. The project achieved its first breakthrough in 2002 when they managed to make duplicates of sampled genes from the pup, the first step towards reproducing the full DNA of the animal. What Professor Mike Archer and his team are attempting is as scientifically exciting and technically challenging as splitting the atom or landing a man on the moon, said Maurice Palot, the producer of a television documentary on the cloning efforts. What Professor Mike Archer and his team are attempting is as scientifically exciting and technically challenging as splitting the atom or landing a man on the moon, said Maurice Palot, the producer of a television documentary on the cloning efforts. What Professor Mike Archer and his team are attempting is as scientifically exciting and technically challenging as splitting the atom or landing a man on the moon, said Maurice Palot, the producer of a television documentary on the cloning efforts.